こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 3, A Japanese Introduction. Thanks again for joining us for this series. ともゆき, could you remind us what we learned in the last lesson, Lesson 2?
はい。In the last lesson, we reviewed name suffixes such as さん、ちゃん, and くん.
That's right. And in this lesson, you'll review how to give a self-introduction and say your occupation and nationality.
Yes.You'll be able to say things like, I'm a student, and I'm American, I'm English, etc. Jesse, what's happening in this conversation?
In the conversation, Taylor is at his Japanese class in the US, and the students are introducing themselves to each other.
So they're in a classroom?
Yes. All right, let's listen to the conversation.
はじめまして。私はテイラーです。会社員です。よろしくお願いします。
私はニコールです。主婦です。よろしくお願いします。
こんにちは。僕はルイスです。学生です。僕はメキシコ人です。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
はじめまして。私はテイラーです。会社員です。よろしくお願いします。
私はニコールです。主婦です。よろしくお願いします。
こんにちは。僕はルイスです。学生です。僕はメキシコ人です。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
はじめまして。私はテイラーです。
Nice to meet you. I'm Taylor.
会社員です。
I'm a company employee.
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you.
私はニコールです。
I'm Nicole.
主婦です。
I'm a homemaker.
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you.
こんにちは。僕はルイスです。
Hello, I'm Luis.
学生です。
I'm a student.
僕はメキシコ人です。
I'm Mexican.All right. So this sounds like it could be your typical Japanese classroom. A mix of people, everyone introducing themselves to each other.
Yes. It sounds like it might be the first day of class.
Right, since they're doing self-introductions.
Jesse, we got an interesting question regarding self-introductions.
Oh, really? What was it?
A listener was wondering how they should pronounce their name.
Ah, when speaking Japanese.
Right.
Good question. That's because there's a Japanese way to pronounce foreign words, and that includes foreign names.So, the way your name sounds in Japanese could be quite different from the original pronunciation.
For example, in the dialogue, the name Nicole became Nicole.
Yes, that's a good example. And my name, for example, also changes. Jesse becomes Jesse in Japanese. And in our response to that listener, we said that either way was okay.
Yes, the original pronunciation or Japanese pronunciation.
It probably helps to know how your name is pronounced in Japanese, though, just in case.
Yes.Because some foreign sounds can be difficult for Japanese speakers.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at some of the vocab for this lesson.
Sounds good.
The first one is...
Jin.
Jin. This is a suffix that means person, and it's used when talking about nationality.
To give your nationality, you say the name of your country plus Jin.
For example, I'm from the US, so American would be...
America plus Jin. America Jin.
アメリカ人, American person. How about a British person?
Yes, The country name England is イギリス and then we add 人イギリス人
イギリス人 British person. And how about one more?
Sure. In the dialogue, we had Luis, who is from Mexico. For Mexican, he said メキシコ人
メキシコ the name of the country, plus 人メキシコ人 Great. Now let's do a quick quiz question.
Okay. How would you say Japanese person? Here's a hint. Japan is 日本 in Japanese.
And the answer is?
日本人日本 plus 人 Japanese person.
Excellent. So just remember, country name plus 人 equals nationality. Great. Now let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say your occupation and nationality using the A is B structure.
You may remember this from season 1.
Right. We learned that A wa B desu means A is B. You'll also review what you say when you first meet someone.
Let's go over that first.
Okay, sounds good. So this dialogue takes place at Taylor's Japanese class, where the students are introducing themselves to each other.
Taylor said, はじめまして。私はテイラーです。
はじめまして。Nice to meet you. 私はテイラーです。I'm Taylor. This is all review, right?
Right.
Before, we learned that 私は name です means my name is blank. In this lesson, we're going to replace name with occupation and nationality. Let's start with nationality since we just learned how to say that.
Sounds good.
Our structure is 私は nationality です。In my case, I'm from the US, so listeners, do you remember how to say American?
The country name America plus 人, so America 人.
Right. 私はアメリカ人です。I'm American.
私はアメリカ人です。
Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. I'm American.
私はアメリカ人です。
Great. So, if you were Mexican, what would you say?
Mexican would be メキシコ人. So,
私はメキシコ人です. I'm Mexican.
That's right. 私はメキシコ人です.
All right. Now let's move on to occupation. It's the same pattern, so it's pretty easy.
Yes. It will be 私は plus occupation plus です.
See? Not much has changed. It's mostly a matter of remembering new vocab. Let's look at the words used in the dialogue. Tomoyuki, how do you say company employee or someone who works in an office?
会社員
会社員 Company employee or office worker. So if you were to say, I'm an office worker, that would be?
私は会社員です
私は会社員です I'm an office worker. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat after Tomoyuki. I'm an office worker.
私は会社員です。
Now let's say, I'm a student.
Student is 学生。
学生?
Right. 学生。So, I'm a student would be...
Well, that would be... 私は学生です。I'm a student.
Right. 私は学生です。
Now, Tomoyuki, there's something I want to bring up. In the dialogue, we have another word for I, don't we?
Right. Boku.
Boku is another word for I.
Men or boys use boku instead of watashi.
So, would it be strange for men to use watashi then?
Well, if you're an adult and speaking formally, it's okay to use watashi. But if you're still young, like in junior high school, or college, then I recommend that you use boku instead of watashi.
Got it. In the dialogue, one of the students mentioned their nationality using 僕, didn't he?
Right. Luis said, 僕はメキシコ人です。
僕はメキシコ人です。I'm Mexican. So, if you're a young male listener, please listen and repeat after Tomoyuki.
僕はメキシコ人です。
Okay.
Remember this, 私は or 僕は plus occupation or nationality plus this sentence structure.
Now, there's one more important point that we want to make here. Tomoyuki, when everyone said their occupation, it sounded really short. For example, 会社員 です, 主婦 です, 学生 です.
Great point. They left off the 私は and 僕は at the beginning. So instead of 私は会社員 です or 僕は会社員 です, it's just 会社員 です.
Right, and that's because it was already clear that they were talking about themselves. When the topic is obvious, it doesn't need to be repeated. So when you're talking about yourself, you don't need to say 私は or 僕は at the start of each sentence.
Exactly. Leaving it out sounds more natural.
Let's hear how Taylor introduced himself again.
Sure. He said, はじめまして, 私は Taylor です。 会社員 です。
私は Taylor です。
I'm Taylor. 会社員 です。 I'm an office worker.
Let's have the listeners practice this.
Sounds good. Listeners, please repeat after Tomoyuki.
私はテイラーです。会社員です。
Okay, that's sounding great. That's going to wrap up this lesson, but before we go, listeners, leave us a comment telling your occupation and nationality.
Remember to use 私は or 僕は plus occupation or nationality, plus this.
We look forward to reading your comments. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
はじめまして。私はテイラーです。会社員です。よろしくお願いします。
私はニコールです。主婦です。よろしくお願いします。
こんにちは。僕はルイスです。学生です。僕はメキシコ人です。